Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And on today's show, we're doing a topic that we really don't like to do, but we feel compelled to do it. And that is to take a look back at the previous year and remember some of the performers and writers whom we lost that year. And it's, of course, whenever we can find material that fits within The Dress Circle's purview. But we lost some important people to us again this year, and it's a sad time for anybody when they lose a loved one. But people who are, I don't know, a musical theater especially, and you listen to recordings year after year, they become part of your family.
Well, we already celebrated the life of Maren Mazie, who died on September 13th, and we had a whole program of her recordings. But today we're going to be doing individual recordings of as many people as we can fit in. Now, some of them we don't have, like Sir Kenneth Dodd. English people knew who he was, but Americans don't. We also lost John Gavin and Penny Marshall and Chuck McCann. We have nothing to play about them. But we do have something for composer Harvey Schmidt, who worked with Tom Jones and created some wonderful musicals, like I Do, I Do. And we're going to open with a song that we'd like to think of as our theme for this program, because this is a celebration of those lives. And we're going to use the title song from one of Harvey Schmidt's musicals, Celebration. This comes from the original Off-Broadway cast, original cast recording, and it's Keith Charles and the Company with Celebration.
In ancient days, in winter, when the sun kept sinking lower in the sky, men started to wonder if it could die. Look, they said, the day is being eaten by the night. Look, they said, the darkness is devouring the light. And they were frightened. Some people say that today is the day when the wind will rise and blow the world away. And it may be so, I just don't know. All I know is up until we have to go, I want to celebrate. I want to make a celebration. I want to celebrate. I want to savor each sensation. See the sunlight rise, feel it touch the sky. I want to stay alive until the day I die. I want to celebrate every day. People gathered by the fire. They drank and sang and made up plays. They painted their faces, and in the blaze they waited, hoping for a sign. Some people say that tonight is the night when the bird will fly and eat away the light. And it may be so, I just don't know. All I know is up until we have to go, I want to celebrate. By the fire to do a play. Our night is dark like theirs. Our world is cold. Our hopes seem frozen underneath the snow. And yet if you will just assist us with your imagination, we'll try to make this humble stage a place for celebration. Some people say that today is the day when the cold will come and never go away, when the bird will fly, the wind will blow. But something deep inside me says it can't be so. I want to celebrate. Make a celebration.
Keith Charles and the Chorus with Celebration. And the composer of that was Harvey Schmidt, who left us on February 28th last year.
Alan Ann McCleary was the star of a musical called Miss Liberty. She was a Canadian-born, Brooklyn-reared actress who was mostly a dancer, dancing with Balanchine, Agnes DeMille, and Jerome Robbins. But in Miss Liberty, oh, and she passed away on May 21st, 2018. In Miss Liberty, she got to sing several songs, and one of them comes in the finale where she sings some very familiar words. Here from Irving Berlin's Miss Liberty is Alan McCleary and the Chorus to sing Give Me Your Tired, Your Poor. That was Alan Ann McCleary from Miss Liberty with Give Me Your Tired and Your Poor.
We're going to move to Vic Damone, who was much more a Hollywood preacher than a Broadway one. He died on February 11th, and in the 1950s, he was that young man who wore costumes well and could smile occasionally. He was in a good many of the MGM films like Kismet and Athena. And in Athena, he sang a song that originated in Meet Me in St. Louis. When Judy Garland sang the song, it was called The Boy Next Door. When he sang the song in the film, it was The Girl Next Door. Here's Vic Damone.
The moment I saw her smile, I knew she was just my style. But it's clear to see there's no hope for me though I live at 5135 Kensington Avenue, and she lives at 5133. How can I ignore the girl next door? I love her more than I can say. Doesn't try to please me, doesn't even tease me, and she never sees me glance her way. And though I'm heartsore, the girl next door, affection for me won't display. I just adore her, so I can't ignore her, the girl next door.
From the soundtrack of Athena, Vic Damone sang The Girl Next Door.
One of my favorite performers died on February 22nd at the age of 97. That was Nanette Fabre, who appeared on Broadway over 24 times. She appeared in many musicals over the years, but we're turning to an Irving Berlin show called Mr. President, where she sings about being the First Lady.
I shouldn't be complaining. I've got the same address as Eleanor and Mamie, as Jacqueline and Bess. My life is filled with glamour. I really think it's swell. Oh, yes, I think it's wonderful. But then it's also a hell being First Lady of the land. The First Lady of the land. Standing on the receiving line, winding up with an aching spine, calluses on my receiving hand, as the First Lady of the land. For every week a different hairdo, which means another dress, those meetings with committees and sparring with the press, those dreary formal dinners when I stay up till dawn, counting the silver when the guests have gone, when they march out in single file, and I must smile, smile, smile. I'd rather be the second or the third or the fourth or the fifth or the sixth or the seventh instead of the first lady of the land. I'm the First Lady of the land. The First Lady of the land. Entertaining at lunch or tea, do-do-gooders who call on me, telling of the noble deeds they've planned for the First Lady of the land. And oh, the presents that they send me, an awful lot of junk, an unhousebroken poodle, a dehydrated skunk, a turkey for Thanksgiving, potatoes in a sack. But when they send a diamond, I must send it back. When the whole cabinet arrives and bring their wives, wives, wives. I'd rather be the second or the third or the first lady of the land, a large staff at my command. Cooks and maids with their ears all bent, hearing gossip the fae invent, writing books that really should be banned. I'm the first lady of the land. I run the White House on a budget, and often I'm in Dutch, and Congress starts to holler, she's spending much too much. The caviar and vodka I always get for free. It's given to me by the Russian embassy. We send fresh fruit to every land, but mine is canned, canned, canned. I'd rather be the second or the third or the fourth or the fifth or the sixth or the seventh instead of the first lady of the land.
That was Nanette Fabre from Mr. President with the First Lady.
The original production of Kiss Me, Kate was a huge hit for many reasons. It had a great book, a great score by Cole Porter, and a brilliant cast that included Patricia Morrison, who died on May 20th at the age of 103. When the original cast recording was made, some songs, like the one you're going to hear, were cut for time. Here is about the first half of I Hate Men, sung by its original singer, Patricia Morrison.
I hate men. I can't abide them even now and then. Than ever marry one of them, I'd rest a virgin rather. For husbands are a boring lot and only give you bother. Of course I'm awfully glad that mother had to marry father, but I hate men. Of all the types I've ever met within our democracy, I hate the most the athlete with his manner bold and brassy. He may have hair upon his chest, but sister, so has Lassie. Oh, I hate men. I hate men. They're worth upon this earth I dinna ken. Avoid the traveling salesman, though a tempting Tom he may be. From China he will bring you jade and perfume from Arabia. But don't forget 'tis he who'll have the fun and thee the baby. Oh, I hate men. If thou shouldst wed a businessman, be wary, oh, be wary. He'll tell you he's detained in town on business necessary. His business is the business which he gives his secretary. Oh, I hate men.
From the original cast of Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate, Patricia Morrison sang I Hate Men.
Arthur Andrew Kelm was born in July of 1931, and he died on July 8, 2018, as Tab Hunter. He was 86. He appeared in over 40 films and a couple of them musicals. No, we're not going to go to Damn Yankees to celebrate his life. Instead, we're going to go to a television musical he made called Hans Brinker or The Silver Skates. Here he is with the chorus to sing a Hugh Martin song called Ice.
Ice puts a pair of wings on each pair of feet. Ice makes the slowest fella fly down the street. Whirling, swirling, twirling away. Oh, some may sing of spring, but ice is twice as nice. My pair of skates
makes the sweetest sound that you ever heard. As I go wheeling, feeling free as a bird, ice makes an idle hour a pleasant thing to spend. Ice is my good friend. Ice makes a dusty road a bright shining street,
shining
rolls
ice.
Down a silver carpet right at my feet, gliding, sliding, riding around. A day in May is gay, but oh, just show me snow. I love to swoop, whoop, and loop the loop in my trusty sleigh. Who cares if now and then I fall on my head? Ice makes an idle hour a pleasant thing to spend. Ice is my good friend.
That was Tab Hunter, who passed away at the age of 86, with Ice from his television musical appearance in Hans Brinker or The Silver Skates.
The notes for that sepia recording reissue were written by Michael Kanacki. I remember Charlotte Ray from Broadway and her brilliant performance as Mammy Yoakum in Little Abner. But later, television audiences got to know Charlotte Ray on Different Strokes. We're going to go to a show called The Littlest Review, where Charlotte Ray sings an increasingly nasty song by Sheldon Harnick called The Shape of Things. Here's Charlotte Ray.
Completely round is the perfect pearl, the oyster manufactures. Completely round is the steering wheel that leads to compound fractures. Completely round is the golden fruit that hangs in the orange tree. Yes, the circle shape is quite renowned, and sad to say it can be found in the low-down, dirty runaround my true love gave to me. Yes, my true love gave to me. Ah, me, ah, me. Completely square was the velvet box he said my ring would be in. Completely square was the envelope he said farewell to me in. Completely square was the handkerchief I flourish constantly as it dries my eyes of the tears I've shed and blows my nose till it turns bright red. For a perfect square is my true love's head. He will not marry me. No, he will not marry me. Rectangular was the hotel door my true love tried to sneak through. Rectangular was the transom over which I had to peek through. Rectangular was the hotel room I entered angrily. Now, rectangular is the wooden box where lies my love neath the golden flocks. They said he died of the chicken pox. In part, I must agree. One chick too many had he. Triangular is the piece of pie I eat to ease my sorrow. Triangular is the hatchet blade I plan to hide tomorrow. Triangular, the relationship that now has ceased to be. And triangular is the garment thin that fastens on with a safety pin to a prize I had no wish to win. It's a lasting memory that my true love gave to me.
Charlotte Ray, who passed away on August 5th, sang The Shape of Things from The Littlest Review.
This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And this is Remembering Those We Lost in 2018 on The Dress Circle. Some people will remember our next performer as Major Charles Emerson Winchester III. Some will remember him as Cogsworth, the talking and singing clock. I remember him most fondly as Feldman in The Magic Show by Stephen Schwartz. His name, David Ogden Stiers, who was born on Halloween in 1942 and passed away on March 3rd last year. He spent 4 years in the cast of The Magic Show doing this wonderful magician, and we're going to listen to one of his songs. This is called Style, featuring David Ogden Stiers and the company.
Dear boy, let me give you a bit of advice. As I was saying to my dear old friend, Rex Reed, the other day, to succeed, you don't need brains or talent, diligence or guile, no. My simple little friend, the thing you need to make your way is what us hoityest twits in the uppermost crust have. The one thing you must have is style. It's a matter of style, flair, je ne sais quoi. Without it, you're a bust. You've got to come on with that smile, that air, that qu'est-ce que c'est ça. As I told Yasha, half it's in our line of life, it's a must. They say clothes make the man if they beautifully adorn ya, from cuff to trouser leg to blouse. Now my clothes, of course, are by DeVore of California. Who does yours? Levi Strauss. It's a matter of style, flair, je ne sais quoi, a bravura, so to speak. You gotta come on with that smile, that air, that qu'est-ce que c'est ça. As I told Karen Horney, the day I was born, I was chic. I don't like to undercut you, you're a cute kid, Sonny, but you haven't a chance of success. Still, as I promised Joanne Woodward, I'll put in a good word. No, don't thank me, I know. Quelle largesse. You can see I've got style, flair, je ne sais quoi. That's what turns the wheel. Savoir faire, qu'est-ce que c'est ça. As I told Conrad Hilton, it gives us that
he's a classy mademoiselle.
Classy mademoiselle.
You figure he's a classy man. Now I've got this Garbo, this Salome, this Helen. Who've you got? Raggedy Ponte Ips. Who's got that Jante Plumeray?
It's a better style, it's a better style.
Jante Plumeray.
It's a better style, it's a better style.
Jante Plumeray.
You've got it.
I've got it. You've got it. I've got it all.
Face it, kid. You're out of your league.
That was David Ogden Stiers from The Magic Show with Style.
Barbara Harris was the leading lady in two Broadway musicals I went back to see multiple times because I adored her performances. Those two musicals were The Apple Tree and On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. From The Apple Tree, a three-part musical in which she played Eve in the Garden of Eden in the first part, we're going to hear a song that she sang when she first arrived in the Garden of Eden. And the song Barbara Harris will sing is Here in Eden from the original cast recording of The Apple Tree.
So many creatures, so many things. Each wondrous object is beautiful and striking. And I see nothing that isn't to my liking. Here in Eden, there's plums and peaches, and pears and grapes. So ripe and juicy and utterly inviting. I find the apples especially exciting. Here in Eden. As for me, I can see I was meant to rejoice in the round, vibrant sound of my own voice. It's all so perfect and so ideal. And yet I do have one tiny reservation. There's nothing handy for making conversation here in Eden. So I'm glad I came. It's all so lovely. I may just weep. I love this garden and everything that's in it. And something tells me to treasure every minute. Blossom and bud.
From The Apple Tree by Bach and Harnack, Barbara Harris, who passed away on August 21st, sang Here in Eden.
It seems like almost everyone loved Burton Leon Reynolds Jr. Burt Reynolds, who was born in 1936 and passed away on September 6th at the age of 82. He appeared on Broadway only once in a play called Look, We've Come Through, which didn't and only ran for 5 performances. If we were looking at his musical output, we have very little to go by. There was that Cole Porter outing called At Long Last Love, which is considered by many to be one of the worst musicals ever made. We also have the Dolly Parton Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, but we decided to go to one of his animated features, an animated feature in which he played a dog. We're going to hear Burt Reynolds with Dom DeLuise with You Can't Keep a Good Dog Down.
Why settle for a couple of bones when you can have the whole bank?
Hey, Charlie! Charlie, look! You hit the jackpot! Attaboy, Charlie! I'm proud of you! Charlie, tell him!
Oh, you can't keep a good dog down.
No, sir.
No, you can't keep a good dog down. I've seen pain and hurt.
That's right.
I've eaten dirt.
That's true.
It's hard to buy, but even I've been jilted by a skirt.
He lies.
But look, pal, I'm still around. Cause you can't keep a good dog down.
You can't keep a good dog down.
No,
no,
you
no,
can't.
No. You can't keep a good dog down.
I've been bought and sold.
He's been warm and cold.
But 10 to 1, I'll still be running rackets when I'm old.
Not in some cage in the city pound.
Cause you can't keep a good dog. Can't keep a good,
I say you can't keep a good dog down. In him's the luck of the Irish,
the pride of the German,
and even a bit of Siam.
Siam? You see the calm of the English,
the charm of the Spanish.
A pedigree certainly ain't what I am. So call me a mixed up pup.
You're a mixed up pup.
But the only way this pup knows is up.
Okay, boys, come on. Help
come
me get
on, him.
You got
his
leg. Lift him up. Come on. Get your hand, man. Up, up, up. Come on.
Oh, you can't keep a good dog down. Wow, 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 wow. You can't keep a good dog down. Wow, 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 wow.
He's been fat and thin.
I've been out, been in.
He tried a life of virtue,
but prefer a life of sin. So tonight, man, we own this town. I've known hunger, I've known thirst. Lived the best and seen the worst. But the only way I know to finish is to finish first.
So watch out when you hear this sound. Cause you can't keep a good dog, no, you can't keep a good dog. I say you can't keep a good dog down. You can't keep a good dog.
That was Burt Reynolds joined by Dom DeLuise with a song from All Dogs Go to Heaven entitled You Can't Keep a Good Dog Down.
Fenella Fielding was much better known on the British side of the Atlantic. She was known as England's First Lady of the Double Entendre, and she was in many of those carry-on films. She also did musicals in the West End, including the original cast of Sandy Wilson's musical, Valmath. From the cast recording of Valmath, we're going to hear Fenella Fielding, who died on September 11th, sing a song called Only a Passing Phase.
Oh, Harry, oh, Harry, are you gazing down from heaven on little me? And are you simply horrified by what you see? Please don't be, dear Harry. For you left your little wifey all alone to lead her lifey, and she's doing it the only way she knows. I may be a wayward creature, but I've one redeeming feature. Would you like me to explain to you? Here goes. There was the gardener at the Towers, and he had a way with me as well as flowers. But it was only a passing phase, because I lighted on his brother, who had come to do some plumbing job or other. But it was only a passing phase. But at the weekend I went shooting, and it broke the plumber's spell, because I bagged a brace of pheasant and a beater as well. But then he beat me where it hurt me, and I felt my ardor suddenly desert me, and I remained completely chaste for several days. But it was only a passing phase. One of our footmen, as they oft do, looked so handsome with his livery on and off too. But it was only a passing phase, because the chauffeur, so endearing, drove me far but had some trouble with his steering. So that was only a passing phase. And to forget him I went yachting, and the trip I just adored. For though I spent the time between decks, I went right overboard. But sailors can be rather wearing, and the stoker, I recall, was quite unsparing. So I resolved to take the veil and change my ways. But it was only a very transitory, evanescent, insubstantial, quite unpleasant passing phase. It's over now.
From the London original cast of Valmath, Fenella Fielding sang Only a Passing Phase.
Two very popular singers also died last year, Aretha Franklin and Nancy Wilson. Nancy Wilson passed away on December 13th, and she had been in show business for 50 years as mostly a jazz singer. She was 81 years old, and we searched through her catalog to find something she sang from one of the musicals, and we found it. Here is Nancy Wilson to sing Cole Porter's At Long Last Love.
Is it an earthquake, or simply a shock? Is it the good turtle soup, or merely the mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Is it for all time, or simply a lark? Is it Granada I see, or only Asbury Park? Is it a fancy not worth thinking of?
Long last love. That was jazz singer Nancy Wilson with Cole Porter's At Long Last Love.
Galt McDermott was a composer who wrote two Broadway musicals with his writing partner, Jerome Ragney. One of them was Hair, a huge hit. The other one was Dude, a 1972 huge flop. We thought we'd play something by Galt McDermott, but over the years we've played almost everything we can from Hair, so we're going to play something from Dude, the opening orchestral piece called The Highway Life Going by composer Galt McDermott, who died on December 17th. That was an orchestral piece by composer Galt McDermott from his 1972 musical called Dude, and that was called The Highway Life Going.
We could spend the entire program just talking about the career and doings of Lillian Montevecchi, who was just about every place around the world. She was born in Paris in 1932 and died in New York on June 29th of last year. We have so many shows to choose from, but we decided to go to something with which you might not be that familiar. We're going to go to London and a Sandy Wilson musical that's called Divorce Me, Darling. And we have a song for Lillian Montevecchi and the chorus entitled Blondes Are Danger.
Frisco to Hong Kong, and I have learned a lot along the way. I've done what I done well pleased, and sometimes I've gone wrong, but I'm alive to tell the tale to die. So when I see those fresh young sailors come ashore from off their ship, I feel inclined to say, do you mind if I offer you some tips? And if I should see one stare at a girl with golden hair, I'd tap him on the shoulder. Beware, young stranger, don't you know it's blonde for danger? When a blonde appears, get ready for action. Beware, a young fellow, of a girl whose hair is yellow. Yellow hair can drive a man to destruction. And if you choose her, you're sure to be the loser. Fair-haired ladies very rarely play fair. You can make a household pet of a red-haired or brunette, but it's blonde for danger. So stranger, beware, I'm telling you straight, young stranger, before it's too late, young stranger. Don't trifle with fate, young stranger, just blonde for danger, huh? When a blonde appears, get ready for action. Beware, young fellow, of a girl whose hair is yellow. Yellow hair can drive a man to destruction. To be the loser. Fair-haired ladies very rarely play fair and square. If her hair is brown or red, you can give her board and bed. But it's blonde for danger, so stranger beware.
Jerry Van Dyke passed away on January 6th. He was in television shows like My Mother, The Car, and Coach, and he also provided a voice in a film called Annabelle's Wish. Here is Jerry Van Dyke with Cloris Leachman to sing There's No Place Like Home.
City's no place to raise a boy. He needs some room to run.
Things that bite and crawl and fly, now that's what I call fun.
The country's been a real good home to me.
The city's the place a boy can become cultured and refined.
The snow's all brown and dirty. Heck, there ain't no trees to climb.
The city's been a very good home to me.
There's no place like home. My home, that is. A place where I can hang my hat. And that's the home that's gonna be his.
You can never understand life out on the farm.
Somehow through the barnyard smell, I just can't see the charm.
You say I'm wrong, but I'm as right as I can be.
This is nothing but a waste of time.
You're right, I've had my fill.
You and I don't see eye to eye.
Probably never will.
You'll never see the boy should be with me.
There's no place like home, my home that is. A place where I can hang my hat, and that's the home that's gonna be his. And that's the home that's gonna be his.
I also wanted to mention the passing of Tito Capobianco, who was a great opera director at the New York City Opera, on September 7th.
Oh, sorry we're out of time to celebrate more careers, but we hope you'll join us next week when we take a look at some of those shows that opened on Broadway in the month of February. Until next week, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Wishing you a pleasant evening from the Dress Circle.